Thank you. This is Birdnor. In the center of Oakland, California, is Lake Merritt. People row in it, picnic and jog around it, and it's a place of respite within the city. And the lake, like Oakland, has always been a refuge of sorts, says journalist Pendarvis Harshal.
Oakland's diversity is historically a product of people escaping conflict and seeking a safe haven. There's a parallel between the people who flock to Oakland and the birds that have made it their home. All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Water birds, like ducks, geese, egrets, pelicans, cormorants, and coots, to name a few. Many people don't know that this urban lake was also the first wildlife refuge in North America since 1870.
Lake Merritt was kind of an early instance of this idea that nature, if we want it to, can be where we are, and we can find it in the cities that we live in.
That's Alex Harris. He wrote and beautifully illustrated the field guide, Birds of Lake Merritt. The book describes the birds found around the waters of Lake Merritt, its history since the Ohlone peoples have populated it, all the way till today. People in Oakland have a special bond to the lake's birds. And one of Lake Merritt's most beloved birds is the black-crowned night heron, the official bird of Oakland since 2019. That's thanks to curious Oakland third graders who wrote a petition to the city.
One of the kids described the bird as being funky and cool, just like Oakland, which I think brilliantly encapsulated everyone's feelings, both about the birds and about living in Oakland as well.
The show is also available in Espanol. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Garzón from Oakland, California.
Pre-produced at my 15-minute city in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Ben Brown, who is from right here in Vancouver. Then it was Gryphon Rue, and then Susumu Yokota, and the latter was the reissue. After that was Pacific Walker. It was billed as New Age, I get it. Then it was two from Maxine Funk, the first an instrumental, and then the second had singing. Following that up was Bird of Peace Orchestra, who are not Jabu, but related. Up next is the big set. It starts off as more of the same, but it turns over quickly. It turns over quickly into schmaltz, lo-fi punk, and metrowave. It is what it is. This is what's out there.